So our next speaker is Dr. Koo. He will be speaking about the evaluation of DNDC modeling approaches for predicting long-term effect of rice estuary incorporation on soil organic carbon changes. Please welcome Dr. Koo.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Ashon Ebu from RSU Ag Center. I'm talking about the soil organic carbon model. So my topic is evaluation of DNDC modeling approach for predicting a long-term effect of rice straw incorporation on soil organic carbon changes in accordion paired soils. So for background, we have two different practical ways between rice straw return incorporation and rice straw removals. The rice straw return is increased soil organic carbon and improved soil fertility, and finally sustainable rice productivity. How about the rice straw removal? This attributes decline soil organic carbon and resulting in poor soil fertility, and the crop requires more nitrogen demand. So that we, based on this background, we conducted a long-term study during 35 years in accordion paired soil, and then we allocated the three main plot, no rice straw incorporation control, and the rice straw and rice straw compost incorporation, and five level of nitrogen levels, 0, 50, 100, 150, and 200, and 250 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. And I show the picture, and we just summarize the data, then we have a different grain yield. No more rice incorporation as the 100, as compared to control treatment. Rice straw and rice straw compost increase rice yield by 9% and 11%. So we just assume that this difference is attributed to the soil organic carbon content. These blue points indicate under rice straw treatment, and then green is under rice straw compost, and the red is no rice straw compost. And then we measure SOH content of a few years. So rice straw compost showing increased trend, but no rice straw incorporation showing declining trend. So based on this data, we just set up the objective to simulate a long-term SOH status on the different rice straw treatment in rice production using the DNDC model, and then we set up two scenarios that predict a change in SOH content on the different rice straw management by scenario analysis. So I briefly introduced the DNDC model, and then we just employed the DNDC model, which is gene nitrification and decomposition model. It is appropriate modeling carbon and nitrogen behavior in agro ecosystem. This program has two main ecological and main driver, ecological factor and soil environmental factor, and has six interacting sub-models, the soil climate, and plant growth, decomposition model, and denitrification, and nitrification, and fermentation model. In this study, we are more focused on decomposition model, but plant model, it has some limitations to simulate the rice growth, so we just focus on decomposition models. So for learn the DNDC model, input parameters are required, like climate data, the soil property, the farming management, and we got the output data about crop yield and the SOH content and other environment components. This left picture is summary of the DNDC output, and specifically we can check the crop yield and then soil carbon and nitrogen dynamics. So in this study, we are actually DNDC model has already default value, but the default value is on global average value. So for specific simulation, your data, we just set up the observation data to simulate the specific regional soil organic carbon or crop growth. So we selected we observed the climate data, maximum and minimum temperature and the rainfall amounts. For soil property, for generally more pH, bulk density, especially in the soil organic carbon context, is very important. For farming management, crop cultivation practice, like planting, harvesting, and tillage, and fertilization, and annual manual amendment, weeding control, or flooding, or irrigation, or in general. So especially in this part, we need to stimulate the soil organic carbon content. So rice straw compost very important key factor to control the soil organic carbon. So rice straw has a total nitrogen about 0.6%, total carbon about 40%. So it has a high shear ratio. However, rice straw compost has 1.5 total nitrogen, and total nitrogen carbon is about 30%. So to correctly simulate soil organic carbon content, we follow the calibration procedure based on the step-by-step introduction, and then we validate model performance using two statistics in this correlation coefficient and normalized root mean square error. Let me show you our results. In the picture, the circle points indicate field observation, and the line indicates model performance. Then we validate the model performance, then which is very excellent performance with the low NRS value less than 10%. No rice incorporation show 7.5, the rice straw and rice compost 30.9 and 5.7. So also they have a good correlation with the control treatment. So based on this result, we estimate soil over carbon content attained at 95% of steady state. So based on this equation, so control requires 47.6 years. How about RSC treatment requires 13 and 43 years. So the difference between RS and RST is attributed to the component of the RS, because RS has high shear ratio and RST has less shear ratio, which is controlled the soil organic carbon content. So that we can summarize that RS has RS, which is contain high shear ratio, was increased, substantially increased SOH content, and was attained steady state much faster. So also we set up the two scenario about the rice straw management. Scenario A has with continuous incorporation until 35 years. After that, no more incorporation was to the end of simulated year. Scenario B has the inverse trend. From 35 year, we starting the rice straw incorporation, and then constantly simulate to the end of simulated year. So as shown in the picture, no more incorporation after 35 years, SOH content will substantially decline, and then being stable. But no more incorporation, scenario B has, when we started rice straw incorporation, which increased SOH content substantially and then attained 95% of steady state about 17 years required. So that we can summarize that DNDC model shows excellent performance in simulating long-term changing SOH content with low RMSE less than 10% and significant correlation and coefficient. The model also estimated 13 and 43 years of rice straw and rice straw component incorporated to attain a steady state of SOC in the paddy soil, while normal incorporation of rice straw resulted in rapid declining SOC content by the scenario analysis. So that we can decide that RS incorporation or on manual amendments play a crucial role to increase or to maintaining SOH level and improve rice production and the sustainability. That's all my presentation. Thank you. Also, I would like to thank for Dr. Chang Yong, who is my boss and give me this opportunity in this meeting. Thank you very much.
We got 4 minutes for question answers, so if you have any questions, let's take.
You didn't show much about your composting process there. You just mentioned this rice straw compost.
but you probably had an additional source of material like manure.
Actually in this study we use the rice straw and rice straw compost, which is actually the fresh rice straw we just composted with some nitrogen sources.
Not the mineral nitrogen sources, like fertilizer?
Yeah, like fertilizer, because we want to control the CN ratio, so that during the pre-season, with the fermented rice straw with the nitrogen fertilizer, so that we just differentiate the treatment.
Did you look at nitrous oxide losses from the system?
Yeah, actually in this model we can simulate the nitrous oxide greenhouse gas emission, but it depends on the soil water content and the management practice. But our study more focused on soil organic carbon content, so maybe I will do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can take one more question if you have any question.
Is there any consideration of global climate change implications in your model?
I don't get it.
Is there any consideration of global climate change implications in your long-term model?
Yeah, actually, the transition model has the very popular model in the worldwide, and some of the countries are using the transition model to estimate the greenhouse and climate change, especially Japan. Also, for more rice, they developed the transition rice model, which is more focused on greenhouse gas emission and the climate change. But I just used the original version, so I didn't include that one. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.